This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. The two terrorist bombings last year in the Saudi Arabian capital, Riyadh, led to a severe crackdown. Since last May, Saudi security forces have conducted more than 150 raids across the country. Several hundred suspected terrorists have been arrested, and at least a dozen have been killed, and huge stockpiles of weapons have been seized. Yet Saudi Arabia's war on terrorism is not over. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Riyadh.
The war in Saudi Arabia began last May when car bombs killed 34 people, including 8 Americans, in a residential compound in Riyadh. In November, more car bombs went off, leaving 18 dead, most of them Saudis. No longer were the targets of terrorism people from outside the kingdom. The crackdown came swift and strong, says Mohammed Al-Zulfa, a member of Saudi Arabia's consultative council.
Saudi government and Saudi people are working together very hard to crush this extremist who are making trouble in the side of the country. By all means, to subdue the terrorists, and the Saudi government is heavily supported by the majority.
After the first bombing, the Saudi security forces hit hard what they could find of the terrorist cells. Several individuals believed to be Al-Qaeda operational planners and financiers were killed in clashes with the authorities. It is believed that at least one other car bombing was foiled last summer. In one raid, police seized 72 homemade bombs and booby-trapped copies of the Quran, the Muslim holy book. In another raid at several farms and houses, police discovered more than 20 tons of chemicals used in explosives. The Saudi security forces also arrested 3 clerics after they called for Saudis to support the terrorists. Nevertheless, says Yusuf Ibrahim, a political risk analyst based in the Persian Gulf city of Dubai, the Saudi authorities were not able to prevent the second devastating attack in November.
While the first attack on the 3 complexes was not expected, by the time they launched the second attack, these complexes were heavily defended with a lot of protective measures surrounding them. That came as a surprise, the magnitude of the strength and the ferocity of Al-Qaeda's assault.
The Saudi authorities responded with equal ferocity. In dozens of clashes, at least 10 terrorists were killed and many more arrested. The police discovered stockpiles of assault rifles, hand grenades, a SAM-7 surface-to-air missile, rocket-propelled grenade launchers, nearly 800 pounds of high explosives, and more than 16,000 rounds of ammunition. Abdul Mohsen Al-Akas, also a member of the Consultative Council, says the scope of the terrorist infrastructure stunned many here.
The challenge is very serious. Many of us were shocked to see those bombings in May and November and the quantities of weapons and explosives that have been discovered. But I think the security forces have done very well. They are now, it seems like, in the process of deconstructing the whole organization to contain them and demobilize them.
Part of that effort works through the religious authorities. The 3 pro-terrorist clerics who had been arrested in May appeared on television late last year to recant their support for the bombings. Analysts outside the kingdom believe there is considerable support within conservative religious circles for Al-Qaeda, whose published diatribes attack the Saudi royal family for corruption and its close connections with the United States. But Mohammed Al-Zulfa believes there is little support inside the kingdom for terrorism.
Most of these terrorists in Saudi Arabia, unfortunately, they've been trained in somewhere else. They've been influenced by somebody from outside the country. And I hope they are small in number and they will be under control very soon.
Just how Al-Qaeda terrorists believe such indiscriminate violence could lead to political change is not clear. There is speculation the terrorists hope that such attacks will appeal to like-minded Saudis within the military, and that might eventually lead to the overthrow of the royal family. But Khalid Abu El-Fadl, a scholar of Islamic law now at Yale, believes the bombings have simply undermined the terrorist cause.
The practical effect is that lessened to a large extent their mass base because a large number of average lay Saudis who would have been very sympathetic become less sympathetic because of the violence and the images of civilians blown to pieces.
So far, this year has been quiet, with far fewer raids, clashes, and arrests. But no one is claiming publicly that Saudi Arabia's war on terrorism is over yet. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Riyadh.